Until they inhabited separate worlds and never knew each other. For Roy, the last straw came when Mooney began marketing Disney-themed vintage T-shirts in upscale clothing boutiques like Fred Siegel and Barney's, and trendy clothing chains like Hot Topic. One shirt showed Snow White with the caption, "Hangs out with seven small men." Another showed an archival drawing of Tinkerbell eyeing her derriere in a mirror. Roy sent Mooney a handwritten note. "You are positioning Tinkerbell as a prostitute." The shirts were hastily withdrawn, and Iger made Mooney apologize. Iger was increasingly annoyed with Roy, who even urged that Mooney be fired. But the dispute over such seemingly minor details was a symptom of a far deeper disenchantment between a management determined to boost revenue and profits and Roy, who felt the Disney company was abandoning the creative heritage he had spent his life trying to protect. Despite those disquieting signs, Disney was enjoying an excellent fiscal year. The combination of a strong ad market, ESPN's continuing success, and ABC's rating performance contributed to a 39% jump in Disney's operating income for fiscal year 2000, which ended in September. The Miramax and Dimension units had proven to be a wildly successful acquisition, with hits in 2000 like Scary Movie, $157 million gross domestically, and Scream 3, $89 million, as well as continuing revenues from 1998's Shakespeare in Love and 1997's Good Will Hunting. The Weinsteins had seized on their success to renegotiate their contract and had expanded their financing commitment to $700 million. The theme parks also contributed a strong performance, partly due to millennium celebrations and a healthy economy leading to robust tourism throughout the summer. Still, in contrast to Eisner's early years at Disney, where raising the admission prices and building hotels had made the theme parks a spectacular engine of growth, it was increasingly clear that the theme parks were becoming just another cyclical business, ebbing and flowing with consumer confidence and the strength of the economy, which were factors beyond Disney's control. Cost containment at the studio and in animation helped to mask the fact that the projects hailed by Eisner just a year earlier had been commercial and critical failures. The much-anticipated Dinosaur, Disney's first computer-generated animated feature, meant to show that Disney could match the technical prowess of its partner, Pixar, opened a week before the Memorial Day weekend to mixed reviews and a $39 million opening weekend at the box office. A disappointment considering Dinosaur's $128 million budget. It wasn't the technology that was at fault. Dinosaur featured actual locations filmed as backdrops, with computer-generated dinosaurs and other characters imposed onto them. The opening sequence, a sweeping panoramic excursion through a tropical pre-human world, was uniformly praised, as was the realism of the computer-generated dinosaurs. But the story left many viewers and critics cold. Apart from elements of the standard Disney formula, the orphaned protagonist, the wisecracking sidekick, the uplifting ending, Dinosaur was criticized for its graphic depiction of carnivorous T-Rexes devouring other animals, and for the stark devastation of a meteor impact. Whatever the shortcomings of Dinosaur, they paled next to Kingdom of the Sun,